All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, My Gospel Soul, all that good stuff. Today is Let It Play Monday and Weekend Review, baby. And we're going to have a good, good time. I got some good music to play for you. I got a dynamic camera, because, honey, let me tell you, this camera is dynamic. So we are live on Blog Talk Radio. We're trying to get it going on. So while our show open is playing, let me fix something real quick, fast, and in a hurry. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope that everybody is doing well. We played the show opening twice, but we're going to be all right. We're just trying to get it together. I just say, get it together. So I'm not in my spot, but I'm coming. Welcome, welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Pastor Jay. What's up? Listen, so today is Let It Play Monday and Weekend Review, so definitely want to make sure that you have a good, good time with me on the air on today. I'm reaching and all kinds of stuff, but it's all good. But anyway, so today I did a live on my My Gospel Soul page to talk to you about my new journal books that I have on my site. It's called Coco Queenie. Now, I started this line a couple of years ago, and so I'm hoping that y'all grab a hold to it and go ahead and share it. We got T-shirts, we got T-shirt dresses, bags, mugs, all kinds of stuff. So I just want to share this with you. This is my baby. I created the image, created all of it, and I just want to share it with you because I found out that it is a lot of women that are self-conscious about the color of their skin, dark, light. Some people are using the bleach in their skin. They're doing all kinds of stuff just to look different. But I'm telling you today, go ahead, check it out. Be a part of the Coco Queenie movement that I started, all right? So let's get into some music. Let's hope that everything plays and works out and does what it's supposed to do, okay? Because this morning has been a morning, okay? But I'm still excited, nevertheless, and I want to play some good, good music for you. So let's see what we got. We want to start off with a little bit of a little bit of A.R. Bass, Jesus is Rested. Yeah, listen to it. I think you'll like it.
Oh, what a long day today. It feels like I need a break. I've been stressing in my job, stressing in my home, stressing everywhere I go. When the seas and billows roll, and I don't know where to go, I need to ask the question, what did my Jesus do? If Jesus is resting in the storm, there's no need to cry. My stressing's over, over. Resting in the storm, there's no need to cry. My stress is over. I hear the thunder roaring because the Prince of Peace is here. My heart can relax and still know no fear. You can walk on water and still enjoy your life. You need to
There's no need to cry, no, no. Now if Jesus is resting in the storm, there's no need to cry. My stressing's over, it's over.
Going through, why are you all discombobulated and full of anxieties? Because if Jesus is resting in the storm, listen, I don't have nothing to worry about. So I'm excited today. You know, this is My Gospel Soul, Let It Play Monday, and Week in Review. You know, we've had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I put up my tree trying to get it, you know, perfect. I still got some things to do to it. Let me tell y'all something. I am a Christmas holiday person. I'm that person, and I'm trying to, and I know this year has been crazy, and you want to just throw it in the trash, you know, just be like, I don't even want this year. But I just want to encourage you to just listen. Allow yourself to just break free of all of this crazy and just get in the Christmas spirit. Just wake, just get up and say, I'm going to be in the Christmas spirit. Christmas lights, candy canes, you know, everything. You know, angels, all kinds of stuff. Baby Jesus, all of that. You ought to just get up and just get in the mood for Christmas. Why? Because you can. Just straight up, because you can. You know, a lot of times, praise God, we allow situations and circumstances to weigh us down and get us into a place of anxiety and stress. We talked about that on our Sisters United show, anxiety and stress, trying to get the kids taken care of, trying to get the husband taken care of, trying to get the household taken care of. Calm down. Just calm down. You know, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. God has you. God has you, and he has everything in control. You know, and I know it's hard sometimes. You want to just pull all of your hair out or your wig off or whatever. You want to just close the door, lock it, you know, cut the lights off, get into bed, and just focus on the TV. Listen, let me tell you something. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants you all messed up. He wants you all distraught and so off focus that you stop achieving and accomplishing and pushing forward. He wants you so discombobulated to where you're not enjoying life. You know, I preach Sunday. He wants us to have life and have it in the fullness, praise God, in his abundance, praise God. But a lot of times, praise God, we allow our situation and circumstances to just bombard us, overwhelm us, and the next thing you know, we can't focus, we can't move, we can't, you know, it's like paralyzing us. And you have to be so careful not to allow that to happen in your life. I'm telling you, I could have got frustrated with all of my little technical difficulties this morning. Oh, my Lord. And let me tell y'all something. Since I've been trying to get this studio set up, I promise you, I have run into so many issues and problems. I'll start a show, there's no sound. I'll get this, and then there's no, you know, just all kinds of stuff get to malfunctioning and running into each other. But guess what? I keep pressing. You know, things could be going, you know, messed up. I keep smiling. Why? Because I know that God has my back. I know that he has me, and if I keep on going, guess what? I'm going to win. If I keep on going, come on, victory is mine, saith the Lord. Come on, hallelujah. So I get excited when the Lord starts moving on my behalf or when chaos started ripping, because I know chaos started ripping because I'm on the right path. So, you know, I just keep it moving. So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to get back into this show. You know, it is Let It Play Monday and Weekend Review. Let me see what I got for you on the switchboard. I love this song by my friend Joe Mack. It says, Be All Right, right here.
I may not understand everything about the master's plan, but I'm not afraid to
happen to good folks? Why do we seem to lose the people that we need most? Why sin? Why hurt? Why am I saying that I love him when I'm rolling in the dirt? Why I gotta work 7 days a week? Don't they know I got church and plus I need some sleep? Man, I feel beat when the bill comes. We can't pay him, so the phone rings, I'm hanging up. Like I'm hanging from a noose, and the news on the TV got me singing the blues. What I'm supposed to do, huh? I know the answer is there, but I'm just trying to find somebody who cares. Is anybody here? I need a real word. Without a real solution, I can be a real jerk. I'm feeling real hurt, and I don't know what to say. I guess it's time I bow my head to pray. I need you every day. I may not understand thing about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for thing I wanna know alone, that's for sure. Gonna be alright, I know we're gonna be alright, gonna be alright. Well, now I'm making me some progress. I dream to pray more, and so I worry less about the issues in my past. And the fact is, if I can't pay him this week, then they'll be calling back. Now I'm picking up the phone, and my tone is an end of the world, cause the world ends, I'm going home. I'm not alone, I'm not ashamed, I am not doomed, shoot, I'm saved. The grave couldn't hold it down, so I walk around town with my head down and stupid down. I went and caught me a smile, proudly displayed the gap in my grill. I'm feeling better now. I'm a child of the king and a blessed man. Struggle still comes, but I'm the best man. With the job, I'm facing all of my fears. I know that God is working it for my good, cause I belong to him. I may not understand thing about the master's plan, but I know gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for anything I wanna know alone, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I may not understand everything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for everything I wanna know and more, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright, I know we're gonna be alright, gonna be alright.
But this time I'm coming home with my arms full of gifts and treat you like a queen. Rub your back, kiss your lips, make every one of your dreams come true. Just wait and see, boo.
Yeah.
afraid. I gotta have a taste of your love, so this craving I've been having so from being gone so far from you, shorty. Can I get a kiss and everything I miss? You're so fine and so sweet. Please, honey, please believe I'm coming on.
Yeah. Thank you.
Family for granted. Folks, let it play Monday and weekend review. Let me find something else for y'all to listen to. Let me find something else. You know, I just wanted to send that out there to you. This next song I'm going to play for y'all today is called I Feel Like Going On by Bishop Sales and the Anointed Voices.
Come on, give God some hand praise in here. Listen, are we doing all right? We're doing all right, Houston? Are we doing all right? Amen. Most of all, we thank God, and we thank God for you. Amen. Now, I want you to stand to your feet and welcome. Help me welcome my good friend that's going to come and sing with us. Listen. I thank God for him. Listen, I thank God for him. Ain't no sense of trying to use no dignified words. I thank God for this man of God. Come on, put your hand together for Brother Andre, Minister Andre Tate. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Feel good to be singing with you, Doc. Come on, it's all right to put the hand here. Come on.
Don't show up to nothing you do. It hurts. And I don't want to I don't want to self-medicate by saying, oh, all is good and all is well. We do that to avoid the truth about how we feel. And you can't do that. That's why we have strokes. We have all kinds of ailments and ulcers and aneurysms and stuff going on with us in our health, because we don't want to. You need to be able to say how you feel. We need to stop being a people and Christians that don't like to say how you feel. You need to be able to say how you feel and get that out of your system. I heard somebody say it's better out than in, and that's the truth. You got to be able to say, hey, that hurt my feelings, what you said, you know. And if you are not able to say that to somebody that hurt your feelings, it may be because they have a spirit of intimidation, or you feel like that you're not good enough, or you feel low, or yourself. Whatever it is, you need to face it head on. You need to face it. You need to confront it. You know, if you got problems with your relationship with your mother, your father, or whoever, you need to sit down with them. If your father or mother is no longer here, you know, you need to make it a point to sit down and detox from that. Detox from that place where you feel like, oh, I don't have a right to say nothing or stand up for myself because I'm not one of the chosen children. Get yourself together. You are a child of the King, a child of the Most High God. You have a right to say what you need to say. Stop holding all that stuff in. Get it out for you. All of that is a part of deliverance. Get counseling. Get somebody, a mediator, to sit down with you and your whole family, and y'all go through some things you went through in your childhood to get that out. It's time. It's time to get this stuff off of you. Everybody else is walking around happy-go-lucky, and they come to your house when they're going through, and they dump all of their issues and problems over on you, and then they leave, and you stuck there with all of that going on with you. Time out for that. It's time out for that. We got to take responsibility for where we are in our relationship, where we are with our parents, where we are with our children. Me and my children have a family meeting. When they were little, we had it all the time. And they were able to say whatever they needed to say. They were able to get out whatever they needed to get out. And even now, as adults, when we have a family meeting and they get to saying stuff, and listen, some of it be hard for me to handle, but I got to handle it because that's how I taught them to be that way. Say what you need to say. In the family meeting, it's a safe zone. Everybody, and guess what? You can't storm out. You can't leave. Everybody gets to say whatever they need to say, because that's important for a family to heal. That's important. Sometimes you feel like, oh, well, I don't need to say all that. I'm grown and all this. But why would you want to be a grown, dysfunctional adult? Why would you want walking around with all of that anger and sadness and bitterness in you, spewing it over to your children because you don't get along with this person? You don't want your kids to be around them. Why would you want that generational curse to continue to go on? You ought to nip it right now. You ought to go ahead and cut it off right now. And guess what? That comes communication. And I saw my husband put in comprehension. You've got to be able to comprehend. You got to be able to hear what somebody says to you. In counseling, oftentimes they tell you, say what you need to say to the other person. Then they have the other person to repeat back to you what you said, which lets you know if they heard you, or if they were listening to you, you know, because sometimes we say stuff to folks and they don't hear it the way we said it. And we said it. We think that they heard it, right? Well, no, I didn't say that. Then they repeat it back, and it's a mess what they say. But you always want to get an understanding. The Word of God even says, in all things, get an understanding. Amen? Just get an understanding. And you have to do that. You want your family to be strong. You want to build. You want the next generation to be strong. You want to show them strength in family. Then you got to do it now. Could you imagine your kids having children and they train them to not like each other? How would you feel? Then they grow up and you don't see because this, no. You got to fix all of that stuff right now. You got to fix it right now. I'm getting ready to let y'all go. I've had a wonderful time. you know, like I say, I get on here with the intention to do what I think I'm going to do. But then the Lord lets me know, not you're going to do what I was about. Today was about family. Today was about, yes, it's the holidays. You may not have next year with your family member. You may not have next year with your mother. You may not have the next 5 minutes. What you going to do? You going to thank God? Monday.